The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis teaches us. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi teaches us. Hachen Shecholku. If you have two brothers, the easiest pshat to learn in the Gemara is that you have two brothers that are dividing the Yerusha, the estate that they inherited from the father. Teaches us the Gemara. Kimin Sh'ol Gara L'Echem Mehem. As soon as the Goyrel establishes for one of the brothers what is his portion, Kanakula, then the Goyrel brings finality to this division, and they can no longer retract. Ask the Gemara, my Tama. We have learned so many times that in order for a transaction to be halachically valid, there has to be a kinyan. And therefore ask the Gemara, where is the kinyan with the skyrel? Answers the Gemara, Amar Reb Elazar, the halacha that a goyrel is effective is learned from Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael came with Yeshua to Eretz Yisrael, the way they divided up Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, as ach begoyrel yicholik es ha'oretz l'shmois matois avoysam yincholu. So we see matchila, just like the original division of the first inheritance that Klai Yisrael received was with a goyrel, afkam begoyrel, so too any time such a division needs to take place, it could take place through a goyrel. As the Gemara, imal lahalon, when we speak of the goyrel that took place at the time of the division of Eretz Yisrael, it was done by klapi, there was a small box, and there was the Urim V'Tumim that confirmed that the goyrel was being done correctly. Afkan, so here too, if you want to say that the goyrel is learned from the goyrel that took place when Eretz Yisrael was divided, it should only be effective if it's done beklapi uburim v'tumim. And I saw that the Ritva adds that the fact that the Urim V'Tumim were there indicates, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was telling us this is what should be done. So of course when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is telling us what to be done, that is effective. But who says that any regular goyrel should be effective? Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, the reason a goyrel is effective is by who anor the kotzais lahadodi, the fact that two brothers agreed to divide the estate with this goyrel, gamri umakni lahadodi. And the way the Rishonim explain is, what is the purpose of any kinyan? What a kinyan really accomplishes is gemiras das, to show that the two parties or whatever parties are involved in the transaction are serious in their decision that this transaction should be take place. And that, by these two brothers who got a Yerusha together from their father, and now they're agreeing to divide it, that is equal to making a goyrel effective. The Ritva has somewhat of a different approach. His approach is that the hanor, the benefit that they're satisfied, that they're willing to divide that they're going to go through this procedure and process and dividing up the Yerusha, is that hanor has a value. So it's shavah kesef. And we know that one of the ways a kinyan could be effective is through kesef, and therefore that this goyrel has the same value, so to speak, as a kinyan kesef. And the problem with that pshat is that kesef is an effect of kinyan by karka. But as we have learned many times, kesef is not, maybe midaraisa, but certainly midarabanan, an effective means of kinyan by metakin. Our Gemara doesn't differentiate on how the property was divided, whether what type of property was being divided, if it's karka or kesef. If it's going karka or metalklin, if the lumdus is as the Ritva seems to indicate, that it should only be effective by karka, but not by metalklin. So Reb Chaim Brisker, in Hilchos Shchenim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, tries to understand this Gemara. He says, the Gemara asked the question, that you want to learn Gairo is effective from the way Eretz Yisrael was divided. So the Gemara asked, there was Urim V'Tumim, and here there was no Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara answered, Tahi Hano, the Kotzaisi L'Hadodi, Gamri Yamakni L'Hadodi. Asks Reb Chaim Brisker, how does that answer the question? The Torah only established, as it seems the Gemara is saying, that a goyel is effective when it's done with the Urim V'Tumim. And therefore the Gemara's question was that whenever there is no Urim V'Tumim, the goyel shouldn't work. How did we answer that question? So they are different girsos. The Shita brings a girsa from the rain, which really answers this question. The Gemara has one more word. Ela Omer Ravashi. According to that, the Gemara is retracting. The Gemara wanted to say that the way we know a Goyrel is effective is because we learn it from Chalukas Aretz. So the Gemara asked, how can we learn from Chalukas Aretz? By Chalukas Aretz, there was Urim V'Tumim, to which the Gemara responds, you're right. It has nothing to do with Chalukas Aretz. Says Ravashi, Elo Amar Ravashi, you know why a Goyrel is effective? Because Hoyl Ugam Hoyl, but who I know, the Gotzais Ladodi, Gamri Makna Ladodi, and has nothing to do with Chalukas Aretz. But that depends, that pshat works, if we have this extra word in the Gemara of Elo. Our Gersa in the Gemara doesn't have Elo. So ask Reb Chaim, how does the Gemara answer that question? So Reb Chaim says a very interesting pshat. He says, what Reb Ashi really means to say is that when there was the Chalukas Haaretz, there were two parts to the way they approached dividing Eretz Yisrael. There was one part which was called the Goyrel, and the other part that was called the Urim V'Tumim. And each one of these parts of the procedure of the division of Eretz Yisrael served a different role. One was the Goyrel. The Goyrel accomplished that they were dividing up Eretz Yisrael. That until that moment, all of Eretz Yisrael belonged to all of Klal Yisrael, and that was going to be divided up by the Shvatim. That's what the Goyrel did. The Urim V'Tumim accomplished something else. Now that Eretz Yisrael is divided, who's going to get which portion of Eretz Yisrael? That was accomplished by the Urim V'Tumim. So in other words, the Goyrel and the Urim V'Tumim didn't actually do the same thing, each one doing, so to speak, half of the job. Rather, they complemented each other and they served entirely different purposes. And now, the way to understand Rav Ashi's teretz is as follows. The Goyrel that worked in the time of Eretz Yisrael is the same Goyrel that works in our times as well. The Goyrel stands alone. That's one part of Rashi's teretz. And then the other part of Rashi's teretz says as follows. That in the time when they divided Eretz Yisrael, during the Tumim accomplished that each Shevet should know and receive its portion. Now, when we divide Yerusha, whereas the Gemara obviously indicates we don't have Urim V'Tumim, so what accomplishes that? That is done with Rav Ashi Sforo, by who are not the Kotzais L'Adodi, Gamri Makne L'Adodi. But the fact that the Goyal can accomplish something, that the Gemara doesn't move away from, and do we learn from Chalukas Haaretz that a Goyal can accomplish the foundation of dividing. Just Urim V'Tumim, in the time of the division of Eretz Yisrael, accomplished the next step of giving each Shevet his chalik. And now, the way each brother, so if we would compare it to when two brothers are dividing Yerusha, the Goyal is what accomplishes that they agree and are effective in dividing the Yerusha, and Bahu Ano accomplishes that each one gets his share. But then, as we learn this concept of Goyal, there's a tshuva in the Shalos of Tshuvos Halev Hilchos Shloima from Rav Shlomo, Kluge Zatzal, and Or Chaim Simon Samach Beis. He asks, how can we rely on a Goyal? The Pasuk says, Tomim Tiem Hashem Elokecha, and the famous words of Rashi, His Alech Imay B'Tamimis V'Tetzap Eloi, only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Floy tachker acher hasidus. Elo ma komash yova lach kabel betmimus. So how do we rely on a goyrul? Why isn't a goyrul contrary to tamtia mashem alakecha? So Shlomo Kluge says that tamtia speaks about a person who wants to know what is going to happen in the future. But to decide between which way to go, that you could rely on a Goyal, and it's not contrary to Tamatia Mishem Elokecha. And he brings a great raya. We find that in the Beis HaMikdash, they relied on the Goyal to determine who's going to shech the carbon, who's going to do Zrikas Adam, by the Kahan doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, and here, as our Gemara says, they relied on the Goyal to divide Eretz Yisrael. So clearly we see that a Goyal on its own is not contrary to what it says, Tom Tiyem Hashem Elokecha.